From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. A new state law takes effect this Monday intended to increase the early detection of breast cancer in California. Marianne Ross reports from Sacramento.
The new law affects women with dense breast tissue, which makes cancer harder to spot on a mammogram. Former State Senator Joe Simidian wrote the bill. The Democrat says 40% of California women who get mammograms have dense tissue and most don't know it. He says under the new law, that will change.
You'll get a notice. It'll say you have dense breast tissue. It'll tell you that that can make it harder for a mammogram to be read, that it increases your risk of breast cancer, that you probably ought to have a conversation with your doctor, and that there are other screening options.
Simidian expects the law to save the state money, as cancers caught early cost far less to treat than those caught late. He says the idea for the law came from a constituent whose cancer wasn't caught early, despite regular mammograms. California is the fourth state to adopt the requirement. In Sacramento, I'm Marianne Russ.
The plastic bag ban bill that has repeatedly failed to pass the California legislature in recent years is back. Measures in each chamber would ban grocery and big box stores from offering plastic bags by the year 2015. The bill would also let stores charge a small fee for paper bags. Democratic Assemblyman Mark Levine has authored one of the bills. He says more than 60 cities and counties already have such bans, and he wants to standardize the rules statewide.
The goal, of course, is to reduce waste across California and in our oceans and waterways, as well as to shift people into using reusable bags that are better for the environment.
Past proposals have failed after opposition from grocers and plastic bag manufacturers. The paper industry says this year's bill should be amended to remove the fee on paper bags. Meanwhile, a separate measure would charge a 5-cent fee on paper and plastic bags, with the revenues going to cleanup efforts in local parks. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.